boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Rest in peace. Oh, God. To my tongue. What? To my tongue. Rest in peace to my tongue. I know, it's a weird Monday.
You wouldn't be able
Monday.
To talk if you didn't have a tongue.
Well, some of it's gone, I swear to God. I made chili over the weekend because it was feeling slightly like fall.
It did. You know what? It did.
And so I jumped the gun, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I made chili.
Mm-hmm.
However, the chili was a little too hot.
You were a little too eager for the first bowl of the season.
Uh-huh. And I burnt my tongue real bad. And, you know, everybody burns their tongue. It's fine, whatever. But I don't think I've ever burnt my tongue so bad in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the very tip of my tongue to the point that, like, it is burnt. Like, you can see it. It's very red. And it hurts. It's throbbing. It hurts every second of the day. And also, I can't taste anything anymore.
Dude, that's the worst part about it. It is the most mildly inconvenient injury to have because there's nothing that you can really eat besides like ice cream.
Well, that's fortunate.
Oh yeah, there you go. End of sentence. All you can eat is ice cream.
Oh, darn it. My diet is ice cream. Crap.
You're not allowed to complain anymore.
And slushies. Crap.
And popsicles.
Crap. Oh my God. This life sucks. Moving on.
Yeah, I think you're over it now. You have to be.
Oh, I guess I don't have any room to complain anymore.
Nope, you can't. You're not allowed.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Don't yell at me.
Oh, my God. Where are you going with this?
Don't yell at me. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I know a lot of places don't have it out quite yet, but.
Is it about Post Malone?
No, I'm talking about pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh.
What are you
Well, his album comes out this week.
No.
This Friday. And I thought maybe you were saying, I know it hasn't come out yet.
No.
Go on.
Pumpkin flavored coffees. Yes. A lot of them have not quite hit your favorite spots quite yet. And honestly, it may be the end of the reign of the pumpkin spice latte.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Who ruined this?
Well, I don't think anybody ruined it. It just seems that not as many people think it's as good as they used to.
It was Gen Z, wasn't it?
Maybe. I don't.
They ruin everything.
Here's the thing. There's a survey.
They told me heels weren't cool last week.
She's wearing booties today, so what have you learned?
And I've gotten a lot of compliments.
No, let me tell you about this.
Okay, go on.
So there was a survey of 2,000 U.S. adults. Adults, okay.
They didn't survey me, though.
That, yeah, you're right. Basically, the consensus of it was that 58% of people believe there are better unsung heroes during the fall season than pumpkin flavors. Pumpkin spice flavors, to be exact.
Who hates me?
America, apparently.
2,000 people hate me.
I guess so. In fact,
what do they think is better?
Well, that's funny you ask. Let me tell you. Do you want me to tell you the top five? How about that?
Go on.
Okay, so for America's favorite fall flavors, because you know we're almost there, number five is 1, 2, 3, 4, maple. Maple is number five.
Disgusting.
Number four is pumpkin spice. There are three flavors above pumpkin spice.
Oh, my God.
According to this survey.
This is a disgrace to America.
Number three is apple or candy apple.
Are you kidding me right now?
That's just what they said. Like a caramel apple? Ooh.
Not better than a PSL.
Number two, I agree with this 100%. That's salted caramel. I'm going to choose that every time over pumpkin spice.
Yeah, but that's all the time. That's an all the time drink.
Well, they're saying it's fall. And number one is just plain old cinnamon. Cinnamon is the number one favorite fall flavor.
Cinnamon what?
I don't know. Coffee?
Just a cinnamon latte?
Mmm.
Boring.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like,
hold on
to it while you can, because I guess it's not as hyped as it used to be.
That's fine. Leave all the PSLs for me.
Actually, you know what? They always sell out right away, so you might be in.
I might be the only one in line.
The only one keeping them in business.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Neighbor man might have the worst birthday ever, and it's all thanks to me. Because I don't know if the cake he wants is sold in stores. At least I've never seen it personally, because I'm basic and I go for the confetti cake. Okay. And I know that's sold in stores.
Yeah, definitely.
But what he wants for his birthday is angel food cake.
Come on. That's like one of the most common
cakes. Is it sold in stores? I don't know.
Yes, it is okay, sold in good. Stores. I believe.
Okay, what he wants is angel food cake, Cool Whip or whipping or whatever, and strawberries. Sounds strange.
Sounds like it's pretty easy for you.
What do you mean sounds easy for me?
Like, you're not having to frost.
That's true.
You don't have to get frosting. Really, all you're buying is ingredients. Like, he's asking for an extravagant.
I guess he's going to do it all himself.
Yeah, it's kind of like serve-yourself situation.
It is pretty easy. Compared to what I would ask for when I was younger, I would always ask for confetti cake. Mm-hmm. I wanted the one in the box. Like what, Betty Crocker or whatever?
Oh, that you like make at home?
Yeah. I wanted my dad to make the Betty Crocker one. And then I wanted the confetti icing.
Right, because plain vanilla is just simply not the same.
Oh my God, no. And I wanted that. But see, that's a lot of work. You know, you got to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad would take him forever to get around to it. So my birthday is in February. My dad wouldn't get around to it until a month later. So what? I wouldn't get my birthday cake until March.
But he knew it was coming every year, right?
Yeah, he would buy it in time. But it was like, oh, God, that's so much of a process.
He didn't get around to making it
until March. So it was like a second birthday for me.
Okay, maybe you should carry this over to Neighbor.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, dude. Maybe he doesn't get a cake this weekend. Maybe he gets it a month later. Tradition.
You might have to actually explain that to him, or his feelings would be hurt. The last thing I want to do is send you into a panic today, Destiny. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that might happen on accident.
Why?
You've got Neighbor Man's birthday coming up. What did you say? This weekend?
This Sunday. Yep.
And he wants angel food cake, which we have now confirmed. Yes, they do sell that in stores.
I'm sorry. That's the last cake I'd be looking for in the store, okay?
Fair enough. But I just have a couple questions that I want you to think about.
Just
in case that he has the best birthday ever. Are you guys celebrating with anybody else? Like, are you going to his family to have a little celebration?
I don't think so.
Okay, no, that's good. Cause I was going to say like, if
but sometimes he spurs these things on me, so he probably won't tell me till Friday.
Okay.
So as of right now, no.
Okay, I think that's good because you don't want to get the same cake that they're going to have. You know what I mean? So that he has, like, you want him to have different desserts.
Now you're stressing me out.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because I'm sure this is going to be sprung on top of me on Friday.
Right, probably. So you maybe should tell him not to say the same kind of cake so that yours is still special. And then the only, like, thing I'm a little bit worried about with the angel food cake, because he wants strawberries and, like, whipped cream topping or something, is that you can't really, like, decorate that.
No.
You know what I mean? You can't put Happy Birthday Neighbor Man on it.
Not with like icing, no.
No. Like, are you going to be okay with that? Are his feelings going to be hurt if he doesn't have a special cake?
I guess I didn't think about this, Taylor. Jeez Louise.
That's what is he going to care? I don't know.
I figured I could probably stick those number thingies in.
Oh, some candles. Yeah.
Can that fit? Isn't an angel food cake a little spongy? Is it even going to hold it?
It's spongy, but I think if you get some skinny ones, that would work.
The firecracker ones? Aren't there ones that are like, not firecracker, that's the wrong way to put it. Aren't there firework ones? Wrong word to put it.
Like sparkler?
Sparkler is the right way to put it.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a fun one. Maybe I should do those.
I'm kind of back to like, you shouldn't bake the cake because you're going to set the house on fire. I don't know that you should put sparklers on top of the cake either.
It's time for a Taylor window update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm just thinking.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just thinking over here. Because I'm looking across the street at our neighbors.
Yeah.
Who have like a really large garage door.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got it halfway open today.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel really uncomfortable with that, I think. I'm a garage door closed type person.
Not halfway open?
Not halfway open.
Usually means we're drinking beer.
Oh my God, you're right. Normally it means, hey, we're hanging out and having a little bit of a get together in this garage.
Yeah.
I don't see any lawn chairs.
Yeah, usually it's lawn chairs and drinking beer.
I don't see anything of the sort, unfortunately.
Is anybody? No, because I'd go over there and start drinking beer with them.
Well, I know. It's just giving that type of weather that, like, you want to pull out your lawn chairs, obviously a cooler, maybe get the grill fired up, but also could it storm maybe that we could just watch a little storm roll in? I don't know. That's what it's looking like out there. I wish we had a garage.
I wish we did, too. Now, I will say there's a fire department, fire whatever, firehouse, whatever you want to call it, that's near where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire crew likes to sit out. They don't drink.
With the door open?
They don't drink. Door open, no drinking, because obviously that would be bad because they're probably going to get called, right? But they just sit.
They just sit
and they watch. Okay. And I love it because I like to sit and watch them.
Okay, you're creepy.
They're beautiful. Sounds weird when I said it out loud. Yeah. I just thought I should have kept to myself.
Take it back. I'm going to take a note out of our neighbor's book today. I'm going to go home. I'm going to crack my window, my garage door open halfway.
Oh, that's it.
And sit.
Are you going to drink a beer?
You know what? I might. Maybe I will.
A White Claw.
I'm going to go crazy tonight and have one beer in my garage.
I need help. Where do you hide presents for your partner, whether it's like for Christmas or for like their birthday, anniversary, wherever it may be? You've got a place inside your house.
A hiding spot.
Mm-hmm. Where's that place?
We want to hear about it at 319-200-1029.
Because I need to steal that place from you. I need help because, like mentioned earlier, Neighbor Man's birthday is this weekend. I got some things coming in the mail.
Is this, side note, is this the first time you're getting him a gift since you've been living together? Okay, so you have never had to hide anything
Correct.
From him.
Yeah.
This makes more sense to me now.
Because we haven't had a major holiday yet or anything since we've been together. Because, like, we haven't been together for, like, Christmas or anything or an anniversary. Because, like, we haven't been together for, like, a year yet or anything.
Right.
So birthday is the first official gift-giving holiday that I have to hide something, you know? So the gifts are going to get here probably Thursday, if not Friday, which means I have a couple days to hide them because his birthday's not till Sunday. I don't know where the heck to hide them because I'm going to be honest with you, we don't have a whole lot of room in our place. So,
Wait, and you live together and like you're not home at the same time all the time, so he could go snooping. Like, what are you going
to
do?
Right. I have no idea where to hide them that he's not going to look. I'm gonna tell you too. They're medium sized.
Oh, the gifts are medium sized.
Yeah, I didn't want to say what it was. I almost said what it was, but they're medium sized.
So it can't just be like
that's something small
in the junk drawer, or
right?
Something.
Or underneath my panties or something. Like, I'm not gonna what?
Ew!
I can't do that.
I'm glad you can't.
I have to hide birthday presents for 3 days, 3 to 4 days. Without Neighbor Man seeing them. But I got no idea where I'm hiding them.
That's why we need your help. So call us and tell us what you do at your house at 319-200-1029. Tina, what do you suggest?
An empty tampon box.
Oh,
that's genius. If it's small enough, that's genius. I think she's really onto something, Tina, is because what I was going to say is you have to find somewhere that he doesn't look. Like, I know this isn't going to work for you because he's the cook of the house, but I feel like a lot of women would be able to get away with putting it in the fridge or the pantry because, you know, they got a case of the mayonnaise sometimes and they don't see things.
But he's the cook.
He's the cook. So I know you have like a...
He don't do laundry. I could hide it
in the hamper.
He don't do laundry.
you could hide it. I don't know.
Honestly, in the dryer. But knowing my luck, that would be the one time he starts the dryer and well, it goes melting.
Or I don't know. It depends what your washer dryer situation looks like. If you could wedge it in between or behind.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My other thought was, I think you have like a makeup area, right? You have a little mm-hmm. vanity situation. Depending on the gift, those are the type of the drawers that your guy's probably not going to be looking through.
He's not going to be looking for contour, you know.
If he is, period. But no. Anytime I've gotten my boyfriend anything in the last year, I haven't had to buy anything at our new place yet. But I would always put it in my swimsuit. Like, I keep it in like a little storage cube. I keep my swimsuits in there because I hardly ever grab for them. And he never found any of them because he would never go looking through that box.
Why does he need a bikini?
Exactly. You know what? I would have a lot of questions if he did. It's so different buying gifts for your partner once you start living together mm-hmm. because it just gets a little bit more difficult to keep the secret of it all.
It's terrifying, really, because you don't want them to find it.
No, you don't want them to find it. You don't want them to see it getting delivered.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them to find it. So that's why we're asking you, where do you hide your gifts for your partner? You can still call us at 319-200-1029. Allie, what do you do?
So I actually hide them at my office, which is across the street from you guys.
Really?
Yeah, I work at Crescent.
Okay, nice. So you just hide them at nobody? Yeah. No, none of your coworkers are stealing them from you?
Nope. I have a nice little secluded area in the office, so nobody even bothers that, and I'm too nosy. So if somebody tried to steal them, I'd be like, "Hey."
So do you have them delivered to the office, and then you keep them there, or do you have them delivered home and then bring them to the office?
Depends on what it is. If it's Amazon, I just have it delivered to the house and then I take it to the office. If it's like from somewhere specific, then I'll have it delivered to the office.
Well, maybe you could just walk it all across the street.
Oh, but go to Allie's.
Well, yeah, because I'm nosy, and if you send it here, I'm gonna snoop.
That's true. You will. That is very, very true. I was thinking I could hide it here because I have so many gnomes at my desk. I could hide them over like. The gnomes would hide over
behind
it.
Your gnomes.
Mm-hmm. Nobody would ever know.
Well, now I know, which means I'm gonna go snoop 100%.
I'm panicking because presents are coming in probably Thursday, and I have to hide them until Sunday
because it's for a birthday.
Yeah, neighbor man's birthday Sunday, and he cannot see them until Sunday.
So it's interesting when you like start living with a person finding. Okay, where can I put stuff that mm-hmm. I don't want him to find? Because then the surprise is ruined.
Right.
So we've been asking you, what's your hiding spot for presents for your partner? You can call us at 319-200-1029. Donovan, what do you do?
In my storage unit or in the trunk of my car.
I don't think you have a storage unit, right?
Nope. Unless you do, I could borrow it.
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
One of those. trunk, I guess. I don't know.
I can't get into my trunk. Did you know that?
You may have said that before.
Yeah, my trunk don't open.
It's like jammed?
It don't open at all. Like you cannot get, there's no key that can get into it. Like my key that starts my car does not open my trunk. And you cannot, if you press the button to pump the trunk, it does not pump the trunk. So you cannot get into the trunk.
Okay, so that is
off. It's not going to happen.
Off the table.
I can borrow your trunk though.
No. We're not going to do that. Chuck, where do you hide your presents?
I was going to say in your car with a blanket on top.
Oh, she don't need a blanket. She's got plenty of other crap in there.
Well, tinted windows, blanket, something like that. But in your car, you ain't got no room at the house.
You know how many McDonald's bags I got in there? We just put it out on top of it. It'll be all good.
That's what I'm sitting here in the park eating now.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's pretty much known at this point that dating apps are uncool. They're dead. They're dying. People are sick of them.
Oh, I was like, oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I've seen so many TikTokers being
thought you were telling me I was uncool for being on a dating app.
No. I mean, like, people are like, I'm not finding success on them. No. I'm over them. They're exhausting. That's everything that I've seen on TikTok. So I came across a person on TikTok who was looking at some dating advice, but when it comes to meeting people like out in the wild, not on dating apps. And they came up with what they call the Peter method. All right.
Okay.
Let me tell you about the Peter method.
Oh, God. All right.
So this is for when you're out in public and you spot a stranger that maybe you...
You yell, Peter! And see if it's them? I don't know.
Actually, oh, dear God. Less aggressive, but kind of. So you spot somebody that you want to make a conversation with. You got a little fancy for. They're cute. They're your type. You make eye contact with them, obviously, first to like let them know, hey, I see you. You see me. And then you look at them and you say, Peter? Peter, is that you? And most likely they're going to say no, unless his name happens to be Peter, in which case this whole plan is foiled. So I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, their name is probably not Peter. So they're going to say no. And then you'll be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. You look so much like my friend's cousin or something. And then if they are interested in continuing the conversation, they're going to be like, oh, well, who's that? Or, oh, well, I'll buy you a drink or let me, you know what I mean? Like, that's just a way to open the door instead of like cold open being like, hey, you're hot. You want to come home with me? It's a little less scary, I guess. So that's the Peter method. I guess you could substitute the name if you wanted. Oh, my
God.
You hate it.
I do.
Why?
You're starting the relationship off on a lie already.
Oh, my God.
Because you're acting like you know a Peter when you don't know a Peter. And that's, you're starting it off with a lot. That's my first problem. Number two is I would fail this hardcore. I already know it. Is that they would, I would be like, Peter? And they go, no, I'm not Peter. I'm Jack, whatever. And then, and it'd be like, oh my God, you remind me of Peter from college or whatever. And they're like, oh, who's Peter? And I'd be like,
oh, you wouldn't be able to.
College. Mm-hmm. That, Peter. College.
That's why you say your friend's cousin, because it's somebody that you like know.
Yeah, and then
of,
what if they ask more?
I'd be like, oh, I've only met him once.
I would mess this up hardcore.
I don't think I could keep a straight face if I was like, Peter? I feel like nobody's named Peter anymore.
I don't know a Peter, no. Only from Family Guy. Isn't there a Peter from that?
Peter.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I had to go out on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. I had to leave my house. And honestly, I was really scared about it because I was going out with my boyfriend's work friends.
Oh, my God.
Which I had never met before. Obviously, he... He tells me about his day when he gets home, so I know character names, but I've never...
So you know who Stacy is.
Yes.
Carol.
I don't know what they look like. I don't know what they know about me. And to top it all off, I had to go sober.
Well, rats.
I know. I was the DD.
Why did you have to go sober?
Well, because they were celebrating, you know, the end of their season, and... I volunteered. I was like, I'll be a DD. That's fine. I'm always happy to do it. But then I realized like what I had done, that I'm going to have to go into this absolutely
sober,
stone cold sober, which,
God,
I'm not the best at first impressions. Okay. I got the resting face.
It's, I know,
just,
you do.
It stresses me out. So what, as I was getting ready, I was like, how do I make myself feel better? Because I can't knock back a White Claw. I'm committing to the bit of being sober tonight. What can I do?
Yeah.
That's going to like take the edge off a little bit to meet all these people. And I got it. It was all in the purse that I chose. Okay. The purse.
Okay.
Is what made it better for me. I have what I now call my emotional support purses. I'm not really a purse person.
No, you're not.
I don't carry.
I've never once seen you with a purse.
It's only really when I like go out, and even then most of the time I use my fanny pack. But I have a couple of like really cheap, I don't put money into them, but like fuzzy purses that are like fake fur or whatever. And I grabbed one Saturday night, a cute little cheetah bag that's like fuzzy, and got in the car to drive me and my boyfriend downtown. And he was like, oh, you brought your emotional support purse. And I was like, oh my God, I think you just read me. I think you are on to something here. Because when I take these purses and I get nervous as people are talking to me or I'm in an awkward moment that nobody's talking to me, I realize that I pet the purse
you
by
do
my
not.
Side.
Do you really?
Not like crazy that other people are probably like, why is that an animal? What is that? But it's like a soothing thing to me that I just touch the purse like a little teddy bear so that I feel a little bit better about being socially
so
anxious.
So is your advice, your hack to get a purse that's...
Get a fuzzy purse.
And then pet it mm-hmm. like it's a cat?
Mm-hmm. That's what it... You know what? That's probably what it is. It reminds me of my cats.
No, you're just real life Elle Woods.
Did she pet her purse?
No, she had the dog in the purse.
See, and you know what? I would do that if I could, but that was, no, just wasn't an option.
Next thing you are going to have a stuffed dog in your purse.
Mind your business.
I asked for some help today because this is the first time that I am celebrating something with Neighbor Man, and it involves gifts because his birthday is coming up this Sunday, and his gifts are coming probably Thursday, which means I'll have a couple days that I have to hide them.
Right.
This is the first time ever, and I have no idea where I'm going to hide them in our place.
Yeah. It's so tough because you're like, yeah, he's never going to look in the drawer, but what if I ask him accidentally to grab me a sock and he does?
Seriously.
Plan foiled.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked all day today, where is that spot that you hide gifts from your partner? Chelsea, what about you?
Old decorations or holiday decoration containers.
Oh, my. That's genius. That is so genius.
Yeah, they never look there.
Oh, my That's God. Yeah, they're not going into the Halloween decorations, because why?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.